calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Hello. Thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choice. This is Katrina on a recorded line. How can I assist you?
Hello, Katrina. This is Alisa from Family First. The reason of my call is because I want to contact the service coordinator of the patient.
Okay. Not a problem. Can I have that participant's name?
Yeah, it's Ronnie Simmons.
Ronnie Simmons?
R-O-D-N-E-Y.
Rodney. Okay. Thank you. Do you have his date of birth?
Yes. It's October 15th of 1966.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And then, Alisa, may I also have your tax ID or MPI number?
Yeah, no problem. Just give me 1 second.
Sure.
The tax ID is 8228435555.
Okay. Thank you. All right, and just give a second while I wait for this account to fully open.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. All right, I am now going to place you on a brief hold while I try to make contact with the coordinator.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Alisa, you still there?
Yeah.
Thank you much for your patience. So I wasn't able to connect with the coordinator. She is away from the workstation at this time. Do you want me to send a message?
Or can you provide me her phone number, please?
So the telephone number you called to get me, that is the telephone number for all UPMC service coordinators.
Okay. Well, in that case, yes, please let her know that I have not been able to contact to the patient in over a month. I only have been speaking with the caregiver, that is his son, and tried to call multiple times, and he always gives me excuses like the patient is sleeping or he simply does not answer. So I have not been able to reach out to the patient at all.
What's the son's name?
Najee Simmons.
Najee Simmons?
Yeah, N-A-J-E-E.
Okay. Okay. Is Najee the caretaker?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. And when was the last point of contact that you had with the participant?
I've not been able since the case was assigned. The first time that I tried to call him, it was February 10th, and he told me that he asked me something regarding the timesheets. He did not let me know anything. Then on February 27, I called like multiple times, and he told me my father client is currently asleep. There is any reason to call us? Let him know that I need to do the monthly checkup, or in this case, in the introduction call, because I have not met the patient yet.
Okay. Okay. I will get this over to the coordinator now. Did you want to leave a telephone number?
Yes, this phone number. My phone number is 267-551-7439.
And what's your availability?
Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
She can also send me text message or in case I don't answer at the moment.
Okay. Okay. I'll go ahead and forward this over now. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, in that case, that will be everything for today, Katrina.
Thank you. And thank you much for calling UPMC. I hope you have a great weekend.
Same for you.
Thank you much. Bye-bye for now.